Alrighty, welcome to day 23 of our 33-day consecration to St. Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. Today, we'll be reviewing how St. Joseph is the lover of poverty. But first, let us open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our blessings that you have given to us and all of our talents. And we thank you for this time together as we continue to learn and grow closer to St. Joseph, our spiritual father. And we ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we learn how St. Joseph is known as the lover of poverty. All of this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's get right into this here. Day 23, lover of poverty, pray for us. Truly, I doubt that the angels, wondering and adoring, came thronging in countless multitudes to that poor workshop to admire the humility of him who guarded that dear and divine child and labored at his carpenter's trade to support the son and the mother who were committed to his care. St. Francis de Sales. Actually, the beginning of that, I think it should have been, I doubt not that the angels, not I doubt the angels, sorry. anyway, let's continue. St. Joseph was unpretentious in the eyes of the world. He had no worldly ambition or desire for recognition. Throughout the centuries, people had often wondered what the financial status of the Holy Family was, or what their living conditions were. To answer the question, we need look no further than the New Testament. The Holy Family was poor, very poor. St. Joseph was so lowly and poor in the sight of the world that the wise men who entered the stable in Bethlehem did not even acknowledge his presence. See Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. When the Holy Family journeyed to the temple in Jerusalem to participate in the Jewish ritual of purification for the new mother, Joseph couldn't afford to purchase a lamb for a burnt offering. See Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Lambs were expensive. Saint Joseph could only offer a poor man's gift, that is, two turtle doves or two young pigeons. See Leviticus chapter 12, verse 8. The Holy Family lived on divine providence. Had baby Jesus not been given gold, frankincense, and myrrh by the wise men in Bethlehem, see Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, it is likely that St. Joseph would not have had money to purchase food and other necessities for his family when they traveled to Egypt. When they had left from Nazareth for Jerusalem to fulfill the census, they had not brought many things with them because they expected to return to Nazareth. The gifts of the wise men were God's providential way of taking care of the Holy Family. Years later, after returning to Nazareth from Egypt, the Holy Family lived for almost 30 years in a house in Nazareth that was simple and small. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Have you ever wondered what that actually means? In Jesus saying that poverty is wonderful? Is Jesus saying that poverty is wonderful? No, that's not what he is saying. What he is saying is that those who are detached from the things of this world are not far from the kingdom of heaven. When a person is detached from things of this world, poverty is understood to be a virtue. The person who is detached from the material things is truly blessed in spirit and rich in the sight of God. This explains why Saint Joseph is called lover of poverty. He relied on divine providence for all his needs. Saint Joseph will help you be poor in spirit. Saint Joseph will teach you how to be detached from material things and abandoned to divine providence. You will never find true happiness in material goods. Those who allow their relationship to God to depend on whether they have worldly things are destined for unhappiness. The person who is poor in spirit, on the other hand, is able to proclaim, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job chapter 1, verse 21. The silence of Saint Joseph proves his greatness and poverty of spirit. Everyone likes to boast of their achievements and have others acknowledge their work. Saint Joseph, however, never saw the results of his hard work and sacrifice. He trusted that God would bring good fruit from his labor and years of service to Jesus and Mary. And God did more than Saint Joseph could have ever imagined. He was poor in the world, but rich in the kingdom of heaven. He, Saint Joseph, lived content in his poverty. Saint Bonaventure. Wonder 7, A Door of Christ. What a sublime vision to have the Son of God ever before his, St. Joseph's, eyes. Ecstasy most rare, rapture most marvelous. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Perpetual Adoration. Although he, St. Joseph, never adored our Lord under the Eucharistic species and never had the happiness and communicating, receiving Holy Communion, he did possess and adore Jesus in human form. St. Peter Julian Aimard. If St. Joseph lived with Jesus for 30 years, his vocation was one of perpetual adoration. In many ways, the home of the Holy Family in Nazareth was the first Christian monastery. St. Peter Julian Aimard wrote an amazing book called The Month of St. Joseph that offers incredible insights on St. Joseph's life of prayer and adoration in Nazareth. It's a masterpiece. Here's an excerpt from St. Peter Julian Aimard's book. St. Joseph was the first adorer, the first religious. Although he never adored our Lord under the Eucharistic species and never had the happiness of communicating, receiving Holy Communion, he did possess and adore Jesus in human form. St. Joseph knew our Lord more thoroughly than did all the saints together. He lived for him alone. In that lies his special glory, the keynote of his sanctity. In that, above all, he is our model, and in that too does his incomparable greatness consist. When we see how close Joseph came to Jesus, how thoroughly he was transformed into him, we grasp his true greatness, his real sanctity. We find in him, Saint Joseph, the perfect adorer, entirely consecrated to Jesus, working always near Jesus, giving Jesus his virtue, his time, his very life. It is thus that he is our model and our inspiration. As foster father of Jesus and husband of Mary, Joseph ranks among the elite of heaven. On earth, he deserves the same recognition for his mission, which will last as long as the church itself draws everyone within its scope. As adorers, we have the right to a large share of his graces and protection, and careful study will show that all his special gifts aimed at making him a good adorer. From his, Jesus's, entry into the world, even while still enclosed in Mary's womb, as in a living ciborium, Jesus singled out Mary and Joseph to be his adorers. Joseph responded royally. He never ceased adoring Jesus in her womb. And after the child's birth at Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary adored him uninterruptedly as he lay before their eyes. They represented all mankind at the feet of Christ. Certainly, Adam and Eve were well replaced. At Nazareth, Joseph's days were filled with work, which, by necessity, took him away at times from his infant God. During those hours, Mary replaced him, but when evening brought him home again, he would pass the entire night in adoration, never tiring, only too happy for the chance to contemplate his hidden riches of Jesus' divinity. For he pierced the rough garments the child wore until his faith touched the Sacred Heart. In profound adoration, he united himself to the special grace of each one of the events in the life of Jesus. Have confidence, strong confidence in him, Saint Joseph. Take him as the patron and the model of your life of adoration. Saint Peter Julian Aimard is known as the Apostle of the Eucharist. He was zealous in promoting adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Saint Peter Julian founded two religious communities to promote adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament for Men, and the Servants of the Blessed Sacrament for Women. When we receive Holy Communion, let us consider that Jesus comes to us as a little baby, and then let us pray that Saint Joseph helps us welcome him as when he held him in his arms. Saint Joseph Morello. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. All right. Had another great day today. As I'm just flipping back here. As we reviewed today, the lover of poverty. You know, one of the things that kind of stood out to me here when we were initially going through this was, you know, they asked the question, you know, how poor is the Holy Family? They were very poor. And, you know, you look at the gifts that the wise men gave to the Holy Family, really to Jesus, but, you know, St. Joseph and Mary were stewards of those gifts. And, you know, you can only imagine how well those gifts were utilized and how St. Joseph used the gold to purchase food and shelter and clothing, anything else that they may have needed very meticulously there. And, you know, as we came down, this is where blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this is where, you know, Jesus said this, and he's saying that those are who are detached from the things of this world are not far from the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, he's saying this as an adult, and, you know, I have to admit, just on meditating on this, you know, I thought back to, you know, maybe when he was younger, he, you know, in saying this and preaching this, this was something that, you know, was probably very close to him and very, very familiar to him. And, you know, the empathy that he, you know, that Jesus, you know, was expressing, to those who are poor, you know, he very likely thought of his father, being a lover of poverty. And this kind of leads into where St. Joseph will help you be poor in spirit. And, just a very moving day today. I felt, and the, portion that we read on perpetual adoration as well. I thought that was a very enlightening one also. And I think of my daughter, you know, she's very, very little here, just 6 months old, you know, and, you know, I think of just how I'm completely blown away and just like I could stare at her all night and just still find it hard to fathom that this is real, you know. And I'm sure that when Jesus was that small, you know, just very little, you know, when St. Joseph was holding him in his arms, just trying to fathom, wow, this, you know, it's incredible. This is real. And not only is that, his son that he was able to protect and watch over, but more so that was the Christ. And I'm completely blown away with just, and I'm not minimizing, you know, just my daughter, but I could only imagine, you know, the feeling that St. Joseph had as, he got to partake in perpetual adoration, every single day. And I'm sure he never, ever took that for granted, because that was, something so special that God was able to make his life be a part of. So anyway, in closing today, this was this is one I and maybe for me, but maybe for you as well. I just could really kind of close my eyes and picture these scenes or these scenarios with St. Joseph. And just another great day, another great day learning and growing closer to our spiritual father and our on our journey towards our consecration day. So I hope you enjoy this day as well. And tomorrow we'll be getting into day 24, which we'll be reviewing how St. Joseph is the model of workmen. So until then, thanks again for listening, praying along here, and really looking forward to continuing on this journey with you here tomorrow. Take care.